Greg Life. I'm Bill Baker with American Cattle News.
What we witnessed in Soderton, Pennsylvania was market failure.
That's Bill Bullard with RCAF USA.
A few weeks ago, we talked about the fact that RCAF USA would be filing a request for an investigation into the events surrounding the Soderton, Pennsylvania beef packing plant owned by JBS that was closed or delisted by the U.S. Department of Agriculture because pests were sighted around the perimeter of that plant. And so we are asking the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee to initiate an investigation to determine a number of things. Number one, is there a structural problem with our industry in the northeastern part of the United States and elsewhere where there simply are too few packers to sustain competition in the marketplace? Number two, the question we need to have answered is whether the JBS plant violated antitrust laws by not properly and timely informing all participants that they would be withdrawing from the marketplace, and the likely effect of that would be a collapse in cattle prices. We also want the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee to determine if Cargill didn't exploit this situation and by doing so violate antitrust laws and other laws prohibiting anti-competitive practices by knowingly purchasing cattle for far less than fair market value. So this is a very important investigation that we're asking the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee to undertake, and we hope that they will do a thorough and probing job because you only have two principal participants in the market, one of them exits the market, and the market collapses. We can't allow this to continue, or the cattle industry will go the way of the pork and poultry industries.
Now with more cattle news on Egg Life, here's Patrick Cavanaugh.
Thanks, Bill.
It goes back to the same narrative of the people don't understand the way that the West operates.
That's Tanner Beamer. He's manager of operations and affiliate outreach with the Public Lands Council, based in Washington, D.C.
There's such a massive sprawl of federal or public lands in general in the West, and it's so uniquely Western that it creates this own culture. And that culture has evolved over hundreds of years of human existence in, or just, you know, manifest destiny in the history of the United States. It's evolved over time so that these Westerners and that culture of the West has grown to be adaptive and work with the land. But sometimes it seems foreign to people that their culture has evolved in such a way that they operate differently.
We're talking excess horses. We're talking feral horses that are grazing where cattle should be grazing, causing overgrazing, disrupting cattle, knocking down fences and other areas.
This really isn't a partisan issue. There are Republicans that are not in favor allowing us to humanely euthanize these excess horses. And it's not a party thing. It's an understanding thing. And so one of the biggest priorities for PLC is trying to educate these members of Congress, to educate these people that don't come from the West, and help them to understand how we arrived at the conclusion that euthanasia of some of these horses that have been brought off the range is the most appropriate thing to do, both in terms of rangeland health, in terms of environmental fortitude and sustainability, and in terms of keeping cattle out there on the range. You know, so it's an important issue.
Now here are those tough arguments that people pronounce regarding horses versus cattle.
The argument is often made that if we just took all the cattle off of public lands, then the horses would be able to multiply on their own, and they'd be able to live their own lives free of man's influence. The problem with that is that when we put cattle on the range, we so meticulously monitor their movement. We move them from allotment to allotment in order to prevent overgrazing, because if you graze that grass down low enough, it's not going to grow back properly the next year. And we want to be sustainable in our operations. Not only is there a moral obligation to do it, there's a financial interest, because if we can't utilize that grazing allotment, we've got to find other means, oftentimes more expensive means, to feed our animals. So not only is there a moral obligation there, there's a vested financial interest on behalf of the rancher to be sustainable.
That's Tanner Beamer with the Public Lands Council. For AgLife, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.